My name is Jochen Köckler from the German Agriculture Society.
How would you describe the relationship between the new AgConnect and Agritechnica?
We decided to make an alliance between AEM and DLG, that are the organizers of AgConnect and Agritechnica. And the idea behind is that we have a clear strategy also for our exhibitors, that we have every second year Agritechnica in the uneven years in Germany, and then every second year away from this date here in North America, the AgConnect. And the idea is clear that the headquarters, the manufacturers, know where they should present their innovations. And we have, after 120 years, a very large size of Agritechnica. It's 18 halls and very big, because in Europe we love these hall exhibitions, and that is a strategy to develop something like this here in North America for this need. So we would like to do it to give all in the branch an idea where they should exhibit.
Tell me about the climate as far as agriculture goes in Europe. I know there are some struggles that some farmers are having. Has it on the decline, or would you say it's coming back up, or what is it like?
Yes, after the crisis in 2008, everyone were shocked a bit. We have in agriculture still more the factors, how is the weather? Do we have enough rain? And then if we harvest, what is about the price for the corn we have? And we have the situation that we have one common agriculture policy for the whole European Union, and there we have some direct payments like your farm bill. And now we have the expectation of better prices because the demand increased heavily. You know, everyone mentioned we have in 2050 9 billion people. So we feel that we have these good prices or better prices compared to the last year. And we have especially in Germany a second driver for the prices, that is bioenergy. We built in the last 7 years 5,000 biogas plants on German farms, and they need corn. And we have in Germany around 12 million hectares, and we have 2 million for renewable energy. A bit the same what you're doing with your bioethanol strategy. So good perspective for farming, but there is not everything beautiful. We have still structural change. We have still declining numbers of farms, and the farmers we have are more professional and bigger.
And biotech is banned in many areas, biotech seed.
GMO is a topic no one would understood here. We are still today very free of this methodology. It's more a political discussion, and we as DLG run also a so-called field days, that is an outside show. And we have had there 2 years ago three smaller parts of GMO modified corn, and it was an experience for us how critical our society is there. And if you look on it, the reason is that we have, especially in Germany, if we are not able to explain the advantage of this technology, it's difficult to bring it into our country, because every consumer say, what is the problem? The prices are so cheap, everything is beautiful, why we do need this technology? But we as organization, as DLG, are very proactive to discuss with everyone that is more a possibility than a risk. But that's a hot topic here, and for me so interesting that no one would understood that it's here not so discussed like in Germany.
Mm-hmm. And so the ag equipment industry is, you see it doing well?
Yes, we have in Germany, I believe, something like 11% of the world production of ag machinery. We have, for example, the number one, Deere, has a big tractor factory in Mannheim, and then we have from the Eco Group, Fendt, we have Klaas, many there, and they are exporting almost 80%. That means they are, after a booming year 2008, they have a very difficult year 2009, because especially Russia and other markets are dropped down. And now we are convinced that will be again better for the export. So we have a very strong ag machinery industry, very export oriented, and that is also one reason why our Agritechnica develop so nice, because they invite the world to their home country, Germany, to show the products. And we as DLG are, like Martin Richenhagen mentioned before, a farmers-driven organization that we organize it with the eyes of the farmer, very neutral as a meeting point.
What about international visitors to Agritechnica? Do you get a lot of people from the U.S. and Canada there?
We have on our last Agritechnica 82,000 foreign visitors. That is a double amount compared 4 years ago. That's great. And we have 2,500 visitors from North America and another 1,500 from Canada. And from the exhibitor side, we have a huge increase, especially to Canadian pavilions from Manitoba and Saskatchewan, and also from North America, an increasing tendency. But it's more for the dealers on the visitor side. To be honest, the farmer from Iowa, Illinois, or wherever should is welcome, very welcome, but it's more for the dealer and the advisors and the other ones.
Well, they're saying that agriculture is becoming more and more global, so it seems like you are well positioned with these two shows.
Yes, that's our idea. We are convinced that it's more and more global, that the German farmer has to know what happened in North America and Argentina because he have to buy the soya beans. So the price and the rain, farming is still regional, but the market and the inputs are very global. And we as organization, together with AEM here, with an alliance, would like to be global like the Niels of our industry. So we are there very optimistic to did a good decision with this alliance here.
Thank you for visiting with Brownfield today.
Thank you very much, too.